Hey Doc, before today's episode, I have an important announcement for you. Have you been told that maybe if you can just cut down your spending, save more money, and pay off debt, then you will be able to have freedom? Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but that's not the complete truth. Over the last couple of years, I've had the pleasure of learning from badass women physicians and women outside of the physician communities that are living a life of freedom. And what I've found is that how they live their life and how they think about money is so different than how most of us have been taught. Incorporating this stuff has literally changed my life and the women physicians that I have an honor of serving. So I would love to invite you to an upcoming webinar that I have coming up for you. I want to share with you 7 ways that women physicians that are living a life of financial freedom think differently than most. That way you can also incorporate some of this stuff and accelerate your own journey to freedom and wealth. Love you so much. Check out the link in the show notes, and I look forward to seeing you at the upcoming training. Enjoy this episode. Hi, Docs. I'm Dr. Latifah. I'm the host of the Money Fit MD podcast. This is where we help badass women physicians just like you learn simple and effective tools to build wealth from the inside out. That way, we can create wealth and bigger impact without all the burnout. Enjoy the episode. Hey guys, welcome to another episode. I am excited about this one that I am talking to you all about. If you have not listened to the episode right before this, which is where I talk about the things that I am cutting down on and you should cut down on as well, especially in a contracted economy, then go listen to that first and then you can listen to this because I think they do pair well together. So for those that are meeting me for the first time, I'm Dr. Latifah. I'm a physician. I'm a wealth coach for women physicians, which means that I help women physicians build wealth from the inside out. And it is such an honor to be chatting with you guys. I know that there are 5 billion places that you could be listening to right now. But thank you for tuning into the Money Fit MD podcast. And if you know any women physicians that could benefit from this, make sure you share it with them. So what I am talking about today is what things to not cut down on. And what I mean by what things to not cut down on is this. If you look around in the world, if you look around in the economy, things may be feeling kind of like a little tighter, snug, like what $5,000 could buy before may not buy now. What $1,000 could buy before may not buy now. I'm honestly a huge fan of the fact that you can always find deals, to be honest with you. But in general, yes, things may be, you may need to be more intentional in this day and time. And so the question becomes, what should you be spending more on? What should you be spending less on so that 6 months, 12 months, 3 years, 5 years from now, you come out on top? And if you cut down on everything universally, that may not be the best thing for you. But if you're intentional about what do you need to spend less on and what do you need to spend more on, you can see how that can increase your net worth and help increase your overall wealth of your life. Does that make sense, y'all? So I want to talk to you guys about 3 things that I believe you should not cut down on. And as you guys know, I practice what I preach. So I'm not going to tell y'all to do what I'm not doing or what I'm not invested or committed to doing or what I think is a horrible idea. I'm not. I pretend like y'all are my sisters. I pretend because you kind of are, to be honest with you. And so I will only give you the advice that I would give my loved ones. And my sisters listen to this podcast and I don't want them doing crap with their money. So whatever I'm telling you is what I would tell my own flesh and blood to do. So what are things that I believe that you should not cut down on? Before I talk about that though, one more thing that is important to keep in mind is the whole idea of success leaves clues, right? You are the average of the 5 people you surround yourself with. You've heard that over and over again. So when I'm thinking about what I'm doing in my life, when I'm thinking about what I'm teaching you guys, I like to lean into wisdom, not just my own God-given wisdom, but also wisdom from those that have gone ahead of me, that have been around longer, that I've learned. So I read books, I listen to podcasts, I listen to programs, I go to conferences. So there's a level of enrichment that I'm doing in my own life as well, so that I can be this version of myself that has value and wisdom to share with you guys. So the things that I'm sharing, it's not just what I've done or what I'm doing, but it's also the success leaves clues that we're getting from wisdom. And those that know me know this. I actually also like wisdom from people that are dead. No, I don't talk to the dead, but I read books that by people that are older and wiser, and some of them may be racist. I'm just being real with y'all. So I have to go like dis like sort of like separate between the junk and the none. So I'm literally going through like some junkyards finding gold for y'all. So the things that I know is stuff that transcends generations. That's my point. So, anyways, what are the things that is important to not cut down on? And I have making this list of three things, right? In no particular order of importance. So number one is going to be assets. When I talk about assets, assets are things that increase value over time or put money into your pocket, right? Assets are the things that when you're looking at your financial net worth, it's assets minus liabilities. So if we can buy more assets, our net worth, financial net worth will go up. So the things that it's important to buy more of or continue buying, even in a contracted economy, is assets. The return may not be as wild as maybe before, like inflation and all the economic stuff that's happening. However, you can still find good deals. You may have to look, right? And part of the question that you're asking yourself is, I always remind myself that there's always opportunities, whether it's like winter, fall, summer, there's always opportunities. Imagine if you're trying to go shopping for shoes, right? There's no season of the year where there are no shoes. However, maybe during the summer you may find more flip-flops, and during the winter you may find more boots. So you have to ask yourself, if you just want shoes, what are the shoes that are best in this time that I'm in? What are the shoes that I can find in the season that I'm in? So when it comes to buying assets, the kind of assets may be different. The kind of assets may change, but there's always things and assets that you can buy that's going to be building over time, and that's going to increase your financial net worth. Again, the class may change. So for example, maybe you're someone that was buying all residential real estate before, and now maybe things are a little bit snugger. And so now you're doing more like putting money together with other people, like syndications, and letting your money work differently and maybe better for you in that regard. Maybe you're someone that like wants to look for other things. Maybe now you're looking at like storage facilities. Maybe you're someone that like you're saving a lot of cash before, but now you're like, okay, there's high interest rates. Like, how can I be a hard money lender for someone? How can I be a lender to someone else? You get my point? And I know that not everybody has access to all of this information and knowledge. And part of my job, honestly, as a wealth coach and money coach for women physicians, is to be a bridge to that information. So what we do inside of our money school is there's coaching that people get from me and our picked, like selected few guests that comes about once a month. They get the power of the community where they learn from each other and just lift each other up, support each other, and keep each other accountable. But there's also the fact that your network is your net worth, right? And part of that is like I shared earlier, I pay for access to things that build my own wealth and the wealth of my community. So I'm bringing in guests that are not necessarily physicians. Some may be physicians, but others are not. But they're people that I recognize that I like their ethics to a decent degree, that I like what they're doing. I find it interesting or innovative, and I get to bring them into what my people to from my community to learn from them. So if you don't have that already, if you don't have access to those things, and if you're a physician, a woman physician, then I 100% would highly, highly recommend that you check out our money school for badass women physicians. And the way you can do that is you can go on our website, which is moneyfitmd.com. There is a work with me button at the top where you can schedule a call with a member of our team so that you can learn more about how you can be a part of our community, how you can learn and build your wealth over the 12-month period that you're contracted with. We actually have people that have been in our community now for about like 2.5 years or so, which is just like crazy and wild to me. But they keep showing up every week for the coaching call, and they're doing stuff. They're building their wealth, and they're, negotiating differently. They're building their businesses. And honestly, guys, this whole money and mindset stuff, it goes beyond just your personal finance. It goes like it goes through your entire wealth building. It's how you like negotiate for a raise. It's how you price your product. It's how you like market your product. It's how you build your practice. It's how you pay your staff. It's how you give. It's everything. And honestly, it's just mind-blowing to me to see the effect of people learning and getting coached the way that we do it inside of our money school. But that's just like a by the way. I just had that, that just came to mind right now. And especially as I was thinking about one of our physicians who literally just shared with me a couple of days ago that, she started a product line a couple of like about a year or so ago. And now she shared that at the end of this week or so, she's going to be in like her third physical store. It's just amazing and mind-blowing and just being able to create what people are create able to create when they get a different mindset, when they're able to change the frame through which they look through things. It's just like incredible to me, to be honest with you, right? So, but that number one thing is investing in assets. Like that rain, shine, summer, winter, there are assets to invest in. And so the question just becomes like, where are the opportunities in this season so that you can diversify in season? You still have your primary thing, your main thing, but you diversify within season. So that's something to keep in mind. So asset, asset, asset. I literally should have like glasses that's like assets. That's an idea. Who knows? Okay. So the number two thing to make sure that you are not cutting down on, I am not cutting down on, in fact, I'm spending more on, is personal development and education. If you guys know me, I am not someone that follows the crowd blindly. I'm not. I'm too wise for that. I'm too busy as a mom for that. I'm too badass for that. I go in with my eyes open. Doesn't mean I'm gonna be perfect, right? But it's important for me to spend my money in a way that feels wise to me. And personal development has been something that I've been paying on over the last couple of years. And there's a special category in my expenses for that. Like, I don't touch that. My husband doesn't touch that. Nobody touches that. And the reason why is the value speaks for itself. When I see my life, when I see the things I'm able to do, when I see the things that I've been able to grow into over the last couple of years that I would not otherwise be able to do without the ways that I'm investing in myself, it makes it a no-brainer. So, for example, like literally a couple of years ago, if you said I would be the person that I'll be talking to y'all on video, podcast, doing over 100 episodes on a podcast, having a money school where we have dozens of women physicians meeting every week that are doing amazing things, building their wealth, buying assets, creating assets, building assets, supporting each other and doing amazing things. They're speaking, they're starting businesses, they're just grazing, they're taking freaking vacations, they're taking freaking sabbaticals that they hadn't taken in years and years. They're taking time to heal. One of our members is literally off the grid right now, taking time to heal from a loss that she experienced earlier this year. Like, this is what it's about. It's about being able to build your life. And there is no way in this world that I would be able to create the things that I'm created and pour into the humans that I'm here to pour into if I did not spend on my personal development and education. And education comes in different form. It comes through what I listen to, podcasts that I listen to. So if you listen to this, you get what I'm talking about. The podcasts that I'm listening to, the books that I'm reading, the things that I'm paying for with my attention, like the master classes, the educational content that I'm learning from mentors that I admire and coaches that I admire. Right? The things, the courses that I'm also enrolling in and building, the mentors that I'm hiring to help me be better at my things, at the things, at my art and the things that I'm doing to build and pour into this world. The coaches that I'm paying for to help me silence my own people pleasing so that I can be more in tune with my own unique, aligned way of being in this world so that I can do what I'm meant to do. Like all those, without all that stuff, I would literally go back to who I was before, revert back to who I was before. And that's why I don't play around. Even this year, guys, where I took time off from clinical medicine to travel with our sabbatical that we're on right now, I did not cut down on my own personal like development. Because guess what comes with every season? Different challenges. So me turning down my clinical work and traveling does not mean that I don't need coaching. In fact, actually increase the amount of coaches and the amount of coaching and training and education and personal development that I'm getting for myself, because that is the only way that I can truly be the person that I'm meant to be in this world. That's a way that I'm able to give to the people that I'm meant to give in this world. And to be honest with you, between you and I, even my giving increased during this time away from clinical practice, right? And when I look at the trajectory of my life, my finances, my net worth, and I look at the trajectory of my giving, I look at the trajectory of my investment, my personal development, they correlate. And I do not think that's an accident. So again, guys, success leaves clues. I'm not going to tell y'all to do what I'm not doing or what I'm not investing on doing. And I've seen this not just in my own life, but with people that I consider to be successful, they don't cut out on the stuff because it literally feels like the lifeline to them being able to do the things that they're meant to do in this world. There's so much crap around us that if you want to lean in, tune out, and tune in to what you're meant to do, you're going to have to like be intentional. And one way of being intentional is by investing your time, your money, and your attention in being able to do that. So your personal development and education, not like not skimpable on, not budgeting out on, not downturn cuttable out of. No, this is literally like gives literally can give you life as it has given me life in the most expensive way. And I'm grateful for it. So that's number two. Then the number three thing that you should not cut out on is what brings you long-term sustained joy, right? Things like time with your family, right? Being able to give up that weekend call because you're like, I don't want to be on call this weekend. I'm going to have someone else take that needs some money, do it so I can go be with my girlfriends and take a trip and just be like, even if it's like a staycation or whatever it is, like this part is important. I did a recent coaching call that some of you guys may have been a part of. This was like a free coaching call that I did. And by the way, if you're not part of my email community, I promise you're missing out on some stuff because there are times when I literally come up with things like it could be a random coaching call, it could be like a freebie, it could be a useful quote, a useful resource that I found. I don't clog up your email, but I respect your time, I respect your attention, and it's really important for me to help you like silence the noise outside and almost like rebuild your mind, your mindset, your psychology, how you think about money, success, and all that stuff. And so if you're not in my email community, you 100% need to. And the way that you could do that is go on moneyfitmd.com. And if you go on the homepage, there are options on how you can get into our email community. Do that so that you do not miss out on the gold, literally, that I share. And I know we share a lot of great content on the podcast, but honestly, what I share on the podcast is amazing. It's gold, like I've been told. And what I share in the email is just like complimented so much and will help you build better, faster, more grounded, more solid. So if you're one of my listeners and you're not in my email world yet, go do that because I promise you're missing out on like at least a third of the things that you could be building into your mindset, into your life, and into your money by being in my world. So go do that. But part of what I was talking about was I did one of those coaching calls, like a free pop-up coaching call recently. And one of the women physicians in there who I have the honor and privilege of having inside of our community, our money school as well, was talking about how, you know, she wanted to take a trip next year and the trip sounded like it was expensive to her. And she had thoughts about it. And her mind was like, well, how are you going to spend money on this when your spouse has, you know, not earning a lot right now? And all those other things that were coming up. And at the end of the coaching call, y'all know she's taking that trip. She's taking that trip, but what she's not going to do in exchange is she's not going to suffer. Her finances are not going to suffer. Her long-term wealth is not going to suffer. Her investment is not going to suffer. Like, and she's not going to have guilt. And that's a benefit of having a plan. That's a benefit of investing in assets ahead of time. That's a benefit of having access to coaching so that you don't miss out on the things that you want to do, things that actually build your joy. And so that's the number three point. Like, don't cut out things that give you joy. And I want to make sure that you guys also are being intentional about not thinking that the only things that will give you joy has to have like a crazy high price point to it. Like, honestly, it is easy and lazy for to think that you're going to have joy from the things with a high label or price point. But to be able to find that much joy and satisfaction in the simple, even on your way there, to be able to sit down and enjoy in the richness of a cup of delicious coffee or tea, to be able to sit down and like indulge and just like breathe in the ocean, to be able to like take a hike on a mountain that may be easily accessible to you and find great satisfaction from that. Priceless. And those are some of the things that will increase the joy and richness in your life without you necessarily needing to spend on it. So when I talk about you spending more or not cutting down, I mean, if it costs you money, that's okay. But don't think that it has to be a year-long sabbatical across the world in order for you to find satisfaction, y'all. I will find joy and satisfaction in my local environment, in my backyard, in freaking California, right? But I also get to enjoy this. Like, it's not better there or here. They just are different. And I get to experience all of it. So those are the three things that I wanted to talk to you guys today. My question for you is, how are you making sure that you're intentional about not cutting this out? Because this all has to do with like changing that mindset. Because if you learn how to change mindset, what happens is people that are poverty mindset, they treat all things, all expenses as being equal. They're like, oh, we're just going to spend and buy everything. We're just going to cut and not spend anything, right? No, the key is to start to train your eyes differently, train your mind differently, because ultimately the eyes cannot see what the mind cannot see. So when we train your mind differently, now your eyes are going to see differently. And your mind is like, oh, no, not all expenses are created equal. I don't touch that, touch that. Spend more on that, cut down on this. Like, that's the level of savviness that I believe that every badass woman physician will need to build in order to create the life that they want. And y'all know we're all about the seven-figure life of freedom, of liberation, of joy and purpose and attention and all that good stuff. I get excited when I talk about this thing. So, anyways, I hope this has been of value to you. I hope this has helped you. I do want to ask you for a favor. If you have loved this episode, I want you to do two things. One is I would love for you to leave us a review on our whatever platform that you're listening to. I know that thousands and thousands of you guys are listening to this podcast every week. When I look at the number of reviews that we're getting, I think we're like hundreds. I would love to get that number up. And part of it is it's just fun, to be honest with you. But the other part of it is the way that when you rate those podcasts that you're listening to, it tells the algorithms that you are finding value, that people are finding value from this. And when they believe that you're finding value, they're going to share it and show it to more people. So if you want to help us, if you want to help me, if you want to help your friends, if you want to help your neighbors, your community, people that you know and do not know, you leaving a review actually does way more than just like thank you, Latifah, although I would be happy to take a thank you, but it also is your way of giving to people in a way that doesn't cost you more than like literally 30 seconds. You literally can scroll down to the bottom of what you listen to this podcast and leave us a review. So I would really love it. Maybe you can help us get to 150 reviews. We're not far from that. Can you do that for me? Just literally 30 seconds, leave a review, and I will appreciate you forever. And the second ask is if you've loved this episode, share with other women physicians that you believe wants to grow wealth. Like, I'm here not just for me, I'm here for you, but I believe you're also not here just for you, but you're also here for all of those other people. This is how we're going to change the world in our own way. This is how we change the definition of money. This is how we change what wealth looks like, what money looks like. This is how we bring diversity into money. And this is how we prevent people like women physicians from being left behind again when it comes to wealth building. I love you. And don't forget to share this widely. And thank you so much for leaving that review. And I love the 5 stars. So, yes, I see 5 stars. All right. I love you guys. And I'll talk to you soon. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye bye.
If you have loved this episode, I would love it if you can head over to iTunes and leave us a review. It helps us get this content to more women physicians. This is a money revolution, and I'm so glad that you're part of it. Thank you for listening.